Welcome back, Rick Walton, from vacation last month.
I'm starting to take vacation every month. I was on assignment. Remember, I was on assignment last month. So what kind of show do we have today, Greg?
We have Experience Jackson.
Experience Jackson?
They've never been on this show.
Have
The Rose Festival, and we've got a lot of educators from Jackson Public Schools.
Well, that's great. I'm glad we got those educators because I'm a Jackson Public School guy. Even though I went to the other school, that Parkside School back in the day. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles, yeah. I got a little blue on for them. What the heck? But we're going to start out with, who did you say we're starting out with?
You want your glasses?
Enterprise Jackson. I got my wrong glasses on today, so I have to get in good light so I can see. It really is funny. You know? I got two kinds of glasses there. So Enterprise Jackson.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having
me. You look like you're doing well. So you got something going on?
I do, yeah. So I'm having a baby in June, if that's what you mean.
In when?
June 7th.
June 7th?
Yeah.
Like 3 weeks away, 2 weeks away, whatever?
Yep.
How fantastic is that?
Yeah, we're really excited.
Is that your first?
It is, yeah.
Oh, man, that's the greatest experience in the world.
Well, thank you very much. We're excited.
You're
going
to find out what love's all about right there when that baby comes out. I'm telling you right now. You won't understand it, but you'll feel it, I'll tell you. So what were you here to talk about?
Well, so Experience Jackson is the tourism office in Jackson County. And one of the things that we really want to promote are the services that we have for tourism-based organizations in Jackson. So we're here to talk about our educational outreach to our travel partners.
Really? Educational outreach for your travel partners?
Yeah.
So what's that?
Yeah, no, it's a great question because a lot of people don't understand it, and that's why we're on the radio to talk about it, actually. So what Experience Jackson does is we, throughout the year, will seek out different educational experiences, so seminars or workshops or online webinars, whatever they are, and we promote those to our travel partners, so people who take an interest in the travel industry, be it a golf course or a hotel or a restaurant, and we take these educational opportunities and we try to make them aware of them. But we also have a limited amount of funding that's available to help support local travel partners who are trying to better their offering to help tourists when they come into the area or to help business people when they're traveling, so that we can help support their entrance into some of the events that they might not otherwise be able to go to.
You're out there promoting Jackson to come to Jackson, stay here, spend your money.
Correct.
Enjoy what we have here.
Yes.
Our 100 lakes that we have, our golf
188 lakes.
Is that we have? We have 188 lakes in Jackson?
Yes.
Well, that's a lot.
It is.
Jackson County.
Yes, yeah, the county, yep. Mm-hmm. 188
lakes. Yeah. I can't remember. I tell people, I always say we have 100. So it's 188. Now I'm going to know. I mean, I was wrong. I don't have a problem saying I'm wrong. I wish politicians could say that, too.
Mark the calendar.
So you're here to get people to come to Jackson.
Correct.
And really realize the things we have.
Yes, and part of what we've found with our mission is that when people come to Jackson, like, we can make this fabulous promise, like, hey, come experience Jackson. Here's all the great things we have in our community to see, taste, discover, explore, and enjoy. And then we have to rely on our travel partners, the people that we're talking about, to then deliver that. Right. So it only is to our advantage if they have opportunities to make sure that their staff and their team stay up to date on how to have awesome customer service or how to make sure that they're soliciting new business properly and how to go out and ask for sponsorship and donation dollars, because it makes them stronger, so it makes us stronger. So it's kind of this we have to all work together thing. So a lot of people don't know that we have that program. So one of the events, for example, that we are offering to fund for travel partners is the strategic sales seminar, actually, that the chamber is putting on in June. So it's on June 22nd. And the idea with it is that Sherry Berger, who is absolute, well, not Berger, that's not her last name, it's Pash, P-A-S-H, whose name I cannot say. I don't know how to say that. Yeah. But she's a really, really nice, a nice woman who came in and did a sales workshop seminar with our team, and we found it so, so beneficial that we are offering it to the first 10 travel partners who are interested in going. We're going to underwrite their entrance into that. So when you think about sales, I think a lot of people kind of they shut down a little bit and they go, oh man, I don't want to be in sales because I don't want to be sort of that car salesman that just kind of robs you blind. But everybody,
or insurance guys are bad too, you know.
Oh man,
got a list.
I wasn't gonna go there.
I think
you're allowed to. I'm just right. saying. I don't know why. But so the idea with the sales, though, is that everybody is in sales. No matter what you're doing or who you are, you have to sell something. And with tourism-based organizations, a lot of times it comes down to sponsorship and donations. So those are a form of sales, but a lot of organizations don't treat them like sales. So be it a festival or event, if you're looking for a long-term donor or if you're looking for someone to come in and just sponsor that special event that you have because it's a fundraiser, that's a sales process. So there's a lot of principles that can be applied from that seminar to those sorts of sponsorship and donation programs. So we're really interested in helping out. If there are tourism-based businesses that would like to go, let us know. Our deadline for us to underwrite the experience is June 15th. So you have to let our office know by then that you're interested. It is first come, first serve, and one per business. But we have not yet maxed out our registration list. So.
Well, keep promoting it. I mean, keep promoting Jackson. We got a great thing going on here. It's got to let more people know it and believe it. And what did you say in there, too, about something about working together? Did you talk to politicians about that, about working together? Did you do that, you know? We forgot to do what's right, I think, didn't we? But, yeah, well, good. Well, I'm glad you know, Experience Jackson's here, and I'm glad you're doing all those good things. And
thank you.
You know, I wish you the best on your great experience you're going to have here. You know, it's I always said it's too bad that men couldn't have babies. You know, wouldn't it be great? It'd be so easy to do and everything, I know. No, that's an incredible thing you're going to be doing there, and it's going to be great. So, yeah, thanks for doing everything you're doing. And,
well, thank you
good
very
luck
much for having
Jackson.
Us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Great.
All right. Experience Jackson.
You're not John Kudner.
No, I'm not.
We're going to talk about the Rose Festival right now. It looks like Jim Francis has flown in.
Yes, that's right.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
So what's up?
Well,
with the Rose Festival.
We've got the 58th annual parade coming up on the 5th of June. Everything's Coming Up Roses is
wow, that's a catchy.
Year. You like that?
Yeah.
You can thank Ms. Wendy Schimmel for that. She came up with the theme idea this year. One of the largest parades in Michigan. I believe we're the fourth largest parade in all of Michigan. So it's a fantastic event that we have here in Jackson. We want to thank Art Bain especially for being our presenting sponsor. We've got division sponsors like American One, Consumers Energy. They've just done some great things for us to continue to do this because everybody knows when you come to the parade, it's free.
Right.
But it's not free. And we really depend on our sponsors to help us pay for those costs, for those insurance bills,
yeah.
You know, those kind of things. Every so often, we've got to tap into the community, get new people to step up, and Art Main has done a fantastic job for us. We want to thank them especially. Prior to the parade, we will be having a fun run and or, for people like me, walk, if you would like to go through that. That starts at 10 a.m., and everybody will get a chance to get through a 5K. You start down at the Governor Austin Blair Memorial Park. I know the politicians love having parks named after them, but mm-hmm. We'll start right there, and we'll go down the parade route, and it'll finish back up right there at the park as well. So if you want to register to be in that run, go to JacksonRoseFestival.org, and you can register for that. The parade's going to start at 1 o'clock, and a little different this year. It'll start downtown, as it normally does, but this time we're going to go past Parkside and actually into the park as well. So you can sit in the park to watch the parade if you'd like to, and all the floats are going to have the opportunity to go into the park and park so that after the parade, everybody can go and walk and see all the floats up close and, you know, climb on them if they'll let you climb on them, that type of stuff. So that'll be a neat thing because, yeah, you get to see them when they come cool. by, but it's kind of nice to get in there and mutt around on those and see what everybody's done with those things.
How many floats do you have, Jim?
We usually have about 25 to 50 floats. It really depends on what the entries are looking like. Right now, the entries are looking pretty good. We're hoping to have somewhere near 50 floats, but there's usually about 100 entries in the parade. So we've got everything from classic cars to floats to bands to politicians, to even Girl Scout troops and Boy Scout troops, and I think there'll be a few Jackson Public School kids walking through that parade as well.
Get you, Greg, on your unicycle again out there doing that. Right? That's always a spectacle.
Yeah, you do that thing where you juggle on the unicycle, right?
Yeah, upside down.
Special.
And we have a Grand Marshal this year.
No.
Yes.
A Grand Marshal.
Brian Surgeon.
Oh.
Yes.
Where is he? Did you bring him?
I did not bring him.
I don't
free
see
coffee? Is it free coffee for everybody?
But, yeah, he'll be throwing free coffee beans out.
Free coffee?
No, he won't be.
Free coffee out.
He won't be throwing free coffee.
No, he won't.
No.
No.
No. Angela tells me we can't throw anything at the parade. Yeah. So,
she told me that 1 year, too, and I did anyway.
Yeah.
So to her.
Yeah, what did she take?
Yeah, but you do have insurance.
Well, yeah.
I don't buy that stuff. I don't buy that stuff. I'm going to waste my money on that.
But in with along with Maisha Jones, will be, you know, our Rose Queen will be overseeing the parade, so get out there. You get a chance to see them. We'll also have our teen queens as well. Julia Dufferin, who is our Jackson County teen queen, she'll be on a float as well. So come on out, see all those wonderful things. And, you know, that's obviously a prelude to the fun part of the parade as well, the picnic in the park. And we have Miss Picnic in the Park, Amy Mullins Rogers, here. She didn't wear her sash or crown with her today, but
Miss Picnic in the Park, huh?
Miss Picnic in the Park. She is the queen of the picnic in the park, as long as Maisha doesn't beat her up or something like that.
Good morning.
Morning, baby.
Well, we do kick off the picnic in the park at 2 o'clock, right after the parade. As Jim mentioned, this year we are excited to have all the floats come right into the park. We're going to have great food as usual. We're going to have the barbecue offered by Jackson Public Schools. That's always quite delicious. There's also other concessions available. We're going to have the Touch a Truck again, sponsored by Michigan Community Credit Union. This allows kids young and old to come out and explore vehicles such as the consumer's energy truck, the garbage truck, ambulances, police cruisers, service vehicles. Quite a lot of fun for that. We're also going to have a free face painting area offered by Child Evangelism Fellowship.
A free what?
Face painting area.
Face
so
painting.
If you want to get something like a butterfly or a tiger painted on your cheek, you can head on over there to the kids area.
I want to see that.
Yes. Something new this year, we have a petting zoo by Wild World Petting Zoo. They're going to have exotics and regular animals for everyone to pet. It's going to be quite fun. A wood carver. We're going to have Wooden Creations doing a chainsaw carving.
Those guys are amazing. You ever seen anybody do that, Greg?
I know. Sounds like the fair.
Sounds like the fair. The wood carver.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
We're also going to have great music again this year, provided by John Good and the, I believe they're called the City Trombones. Is that they played last year? They did a fabulous job. Free hair chalk, offered by the Salon Academy of Jackson.
Well, hair what now again?
Hair chalk. So if you want to get like
hair?
Maybe a little purple extension, or yeah. We could add an extension.
Greg will be right there on the front of the line. Yeah, Greg will be right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We could tape some on there. Also, a really great Corvette show, a sanctioned NCC sanctioned Corvette show. There is registration information available online, again, at jacksonrosefestival.org. And then for those of you who are feeling mighty strong, we have our fire truck pull at 3 o'clock, sponsored by the SOMI chapter of credit unions. It's where teams of 10 sign up to pull a fire truck 100 feet.
I think Jeff Beal's going to do that by himself.
Yeah, it's even the queens and the teens do it, so it's quite exciting to watch. And then we do have our dunk tank from 2 to 4:30, and I am taking...
Who's in that?
Hopefully you.
Are you going to be in it, Greg?
I'm looking... Yeah, I'm looking for some local celebrities who are willing to make a big splash in 2016.
Yeah.
Rick?
Oh, yeah. I've been in enough dunk tanks. The water's cold in there. Yeah,
yeah, this year it's provided by the Seven Pools Water Company, so it's nice and clean and
clean
extra
water.
Chilly
water.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never know. When is the Rose Fest Parade and all
it's
that?
It's Sunday, June 5th.
Oh, okay. That's like 2 weeks or
2 weeks away.
2 weeks away.
Yeah.
Wow. Time goes by.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of things going on in the park.
Yes, we do.
It's a fun day. And what time does the parade start?
The parade starts at 1 o'clock downtown.
At 1 o'clock, and then you end up out in the park at
2-ish? Usually about 2. It takes about an hour.
Okay, and then you've got out there all the dinners and lunch and whatever and all that stuff and all
everything
the other
festivities. You could think of. Elephant ears, lemonade, pizza.
So people can go
barbecue.
Out there and sit this year. They can go out and sit and watch it, like you said. It'll be kind of fun, too.
Still taking entries?
We are definitely still taking entries, yes.
Okay. How do people do that?
Well, they can go online to jacksonroadsfestival.org, and you can find the parade tab and the picnic in the park tab. And on each of those tabs, you'll have the entries for each individual, such as the fire truck pole, the fun run, and the parade that you can register right online for.
Very good. Thank you, Art May.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Are we done?
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay, thanks.
See you at the parade.
See you at the parade. That's right. Yeah, I hope to be there. So next up, I think we got Jackson Public Schools here. I'm not really 100% sure. Jackson Public. There's like...
We have all of them here.
Like, yeah, all the... Who's teaching the kids today? Or watching them? I think nobody. Where are you at, Jeremy? That's my neighbor over there, Jeremy. I tell you right now, why aren't you out there watching those kids? You know, and this guy right here, your name's Eric?
Yeah.
You know, I see Eric down to Y all the time. Every Saturday you come in, your wife, your daughter, and all of us buff guys are down there, you know, whatever. My name's Eric, too, but they call me Rick. So, good to see you. Good to see you down there. You know, how long have you been there? How long have you been to school with JPS, Pam? 29 years. Yeah. I guess I can't get there. Well, I'm not going anywhere, I guess. 29 years. I mean, that's amazing. Jackson girl, stays in Jackson, comes from a great family. Sorry, you had a great father.
Jackson Public graduate.
What's that?
I'm a Jackson Public graduate.
Jackson Public graduate.
Parkside.
Parkside, yeah, there. That's right, go Eagles. Maybe we ought to bring that back as a high school. No, I'm not talking, no way. We're glad you're here. You guys are here to promote Jackson Public Schools. We're starting out with you, Pam, we're starting out with Jeff.
I'll take the mic to start with.
Okay. Well, good morning, Jeff Beal, the superintendent. How long have you been the superintendent now?
2 years. Been a very fast 2 years, and we're continuing to have some fun. So, yeah,
right.
2 full years.
You're enjoying it?
Every day I come to work pumping my fist. We talk about moving fire trucks. Some days we're moving mountains, but it's a great team around me, solid leadership with me right now to kind of help out, and good teaching staff really making a difference in Jackson Public Schools.
I really believe that. I really do believe that you do have a good team around you on that. And one question I always ask, and you know, they keep saying they're going to make me that, but I want to be superintendent for a day. I got a lot of ideas.
You come right on down.
I got a lot of ideas. I'm telling you.
You come right on down. I'll pick the day.
Lock your door, Jeff.
I want that day because I know as a superintendent, because there's teachers sometimes don't like you. There's people that work around you don't like you. There's the parents. There's the students. There's a public. Easy job. Easy job to please them all, isn't it?
You know, I like to say that every decision I make, half the people don't like it.
I hear you.
But the truth is we've got a lot of really good things happening throughout the schools, a lot of good partnerships happening within the district. Yesterday, we hosted a forum with Congressman Wahlberg and Sheriff Rand and Jerry Jarzynka and company, and we talked about the national heroin epidemic and how Jackson Public Schools can help, you know, fight this growing concern. And we talk about, you know, our partnerships throughout the district and really growing those relationships with the entire city of Jackson. How do we become better neighbors? How do we become better community partners? And how do we really forward Jackson? How do we help grow Jackson? And so I'm very pleased with all the things that are happening, you know, in Jackson Public Schools right now.
That's good. Well, you know, I know you've got lots of people here. You're going to talk about lots of different things, all the things you got going. Is everybody going to speak that's here today?
Oh, I think so. I think I got all kinds of group talking to you.
It's going
to
be a short speech because otherwise you'll be talking to yourself after a while here. I'm not kidding. There's like 12 of you here or 15 of you here or whatever it is. But so any other overview you want to give us or –
You know, I'll say this. I'll give you a couple real quick things. Yeah. It has been a tremendous year at Jackson Public Schools, and if I could have this year every year for the rest of my career, I'd do it over and over and over and over again. We had three schools come out of the focus and priority list. Parkside was our largest building, fell off the priority list. Absolutely. Double Elementary, and I know Pam will talk about this, fell off the focus list, Sharp Park Academy fell off the focus list. So those are some really good things. And then, we've seen some leveling, some balancing of our student attrition. You know, in a state that loses or has lost in the past roughly 30,000 students a year, I mean, I want you to think about what that number really looks like. 30,000 kids out of the state of Michigan in any given year. That's like the entire city of Jackson just picking up and moving out of the state. And so in that kind of environment, Jackson has seen its share of students that have left. And that's not just JPS. That's the entire county. And we've seen our attrition numbers really roll down. I think this year from fall to summer, we lost 22 kids. So that's a tremendous loss for us, or leveling of that. And then we're able to balance the budget and put a couple pennies away. So I think this year we're going to be fiscally sound and academically sound. But with that, I think I want to introduce
Pam.
Pam from Dibble Elementary.
Welcome, Pam Perillas.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for inviting us. I'm happy to be here with all my twins in orange and black.
Yeah.
And I want to just tell you a minute about Dibble Elementary, located in the southwest part of Jackson. It's a building that serves grades K through 5, and we have about 355 students, 50% of them coming in as school of choice. We are in a suburban setting with a large playground. We maintain a high academic standard with great success on the state assessment called the MSTEP, and we're proud to announce that our English language arts and social studies scores as a building were the highest average in Jackson County, exceeding 23 other elementary buildings. So really proud of that. We have active PTO that does a lot of great things for our building. We offer opportunities such as Spanish, gifted and talented cluster grouping, English as a second language support, special education, character building, mileage walking, after school classes such as orchestra, band, girl quest, boy quest, recreational sports, and academic teams. So come out and visit us. I'd love to take you on a tour and show you the wonderful things happening at Dibble Elementary.
Well, that's Spanish at Dibble?
Wow. Hola.
Impressive.
Si.
That is.
Good morning. My name is Mary Jo Raskowski-Shannon. I'm the principal of Hunt Elementary, grades preschool through fifth, with over 500 students. Hunt Elementary is the only school in Jackson County that follows a balanced calendar. We are in our sixth year following this calendar. Contrary to what some people think, it is not a year-round school. We have 6 weeks off in the summer, and then we take the rest of the time off throughout the school year. The students and staff never go more than 30 days without a break. Our data has shown that we have less discipline problems, less student absences, less staff absences, and less staff turnover. According to our increased enrollment and adding 3 classrooms this year, it is working well for our community. I am fortunate to work with an outstanding staff, wonderful students, and supportive parents. Please stop by for a tour of Hunt Elementary, home of the Vikings, or any of the other wonderful schools in the Jackson Public School District. We are all Vikings, where community comes together.
Good morning to everyone. My name is Marty Kewen. I am the principal at Cascades Elementary. Cascades, we are a kindergarten to second grade school. I house 265 6 and 7 year olds. It's a lot of fun. Being a lower elementary, we really concentrate on foundational skills for our students. And one way we do this is through a program called WIN. It stands for What I Need. Through data and observations, we discover what individual students need and meet them at that point of their achievement. It is done with staff and support staff. It could be done one-on-one or small group, but we're able to take these students to their next level of achievement. The students love it. They look forward to all the adults interacting with them, working with them, and the staff really enjoys it also.
I'm going to stop you right there. I want to ask you a question because that's what I think kids need more than anything, what I need. You got kids walking through the door again from all kinds of backgrounds, all kinds of. How do you ever identify so you can bring that kid that never was told how to recognize a color or a name versus another kid that was so they can be brought up to the same level? What do you do?
Exactly. That's where you start. You start right away from the day they walk into the school. You can do it by just observing. And it could be as simple as teaching them manners.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, and exactly. Please and thank you and how to use their spork at lunch, you know, their exactly. Spoon fork, you know, and opening milks and basic needs of some of these students, really. And they have to get those down before they're able to learn. I really enjoy working with our JPS families. Look forward to meeting some more families. You're welcome to come to Cascades anytime. Love to give you a tour. Go Vikings!
My name is Joe Zessen. I am the principal at Frost Elementary, right next door to Cascades. We're a 3-5 building, so the students that finish up at Cascades in second grade, they come on over to Frost. Right now, we've got about 375 third, fourth, and fifth graders. One of the unique things about Frost is that we are a leader in me school, which means that we teach students the 7 habits of highly successful people. Be proactive. Begin with the end in mind. Put first things first, sharpening the saw, seek first to understand and then be understood, synergize. These are the 7 habits that we teach our kids each day with announcements, whole school assemblies, classroom lessons. It's really a program to empower students to make good decisions and build social and emotional skills, as well as to set goals and reach towards them. We find that this program is really good for our school because it provides our staff with a common language to talk to the kids and to build the students up in a positive way. So I'm really excited about Frost. This is my first year, just finishing up my first year. Work with a great team. So come on out anytime to Frost. We have so many community partnerships that have been really valuable to us and really appreciate all the support that we receive from the Jackson community and anticipate seeing more of that as the years go on here. Go Vikings.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to take a break. We'll get to everybody else when we come back. News break at 8, News Talk 970 WKHM.
News Talk 970 WKHM, Jackson.